Hello. Here we are again, cozy in our warm church with our families and friends. We are ready to settle down to a beautiful Christmas service and then return home to enjoy the holiday. But before you leave, I want you to consider the situation of many people in our area. Some have been unemployed for a long time or are newly unemployed. Some are dealing with mortgages that they can't refinance, they can't afford, yet they are working very hard. Others, due to bad luck, are facing high health care bills and costly loans. Many of these people may need your help in a very specific way. In the past, through federal assistance, the Southern New Hampshire Services Fuel Assistance Program was able to give help to most of the people who applied. However, this year, there are many families in crisis who may not be covered because of budget cuts. Unfortunately, over 1,700 applications have been denied this year due to lack of funds. Some of these families didn't qualify under the program guidelines, but are very much in crisis and in need of help. Southern New Hampshire Services tries to fill this gap with donations from groups such as ours. A family may have fuel in their furnace, but no electricity to turn it on. The money donated could do that. A wage earner may have recently returned to work, now earning too much to get assistance, but may continue to need additional help until they can pay off what they owe. They will be warm this winter with your help. There are many organizations offering a hot meal or a bag of groceries, but there are regrettably few helping with fuel, even while warmth is one of the most basic of human needs. I remember reading the memoir of a daughter of an upper middle class family in England. Her father went bankrupt and they were forced to take only the clothes on their backs when they left their home. She said that their family always chose heat over food if they didn't have enough for both. That it was easier to sleep on an empty stomach than to be cold all night. If you give tonight, it will help others stay warm, not just during this Christmas season, but for the entire winter. And you can feel warmer in spirit and holiday joy. We will be collecting for the Southern New Hampshire Services Fuel Assistance Program tonight and in January and possibly February if needed. Our hope is that we will be able to keep a large number of families warm and sleeping well throughout the winter. I wish you the warmest of holidays and a happy new year.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much. So now to support the Fuel Assistance Program of Southern New Hampshire Services, we are dedicating our outreach Christmas Eve collection this evening for that purpose. Thank you for your generosity.